on tonight's episode, we talk about a new Melissa McCarthy movie, Super Intelligence.
The Alex Silva autobiography. No, it's a new HBO Max movie. And we talk more Niels, pop culture, etc., etc.
First of all, happy Thanksgiving
to
all our American viewers.
Tonight is Black Friday. Yesterday was Thanksgiving. And we're thankful for your company and audience. And we hope you had a good time yesterday, today. We hope you had turkey and had fun with family.
Yes, we sure did. Well, we had fun with each other. No big gatherings this year, but
we
ate too much food.
Terrific meal, yeah.
Oh, stop.
Yeah.
You.
And, you know, it's a holiday, so we hanged. We watched some Thanksgiving movies. Yes, there's some. Very few.
I like Thanksgiving adjacent.
Yeah, well.
Some of them.
Planes, Trains, Automobiles was very Thanksgiving.
This is true. This is true. Yeah.
But what was the other one?
You've Got Mail.
You've Got Mail.
Sort of Thanksgiving.
You see a turkey.
Yeah.
That's it.
People eat some stuff.
Yeah. And there's like this fancy New Yorkers Thanksgiving. So it doesn't look like it's Thanksgiving. It looks like a fancy dinner party.
Yeah. We eat Thanksgiving off of paper plates because that's how we do.
So yeah, happy Thanksgiving to all. And
to all a good night.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Okay, part of our festivities was watching Super Intelligence. So this is a new HBO Max film starring Melissa McCarthy. And I thought it was delightful.
It's another Melissa McCarthy where she's directed by her husband, Ben Falcone. He has a small role.
He does.
As a super spy for... Did they say as FBI or CIA? Secret agents.
Yeah, it's something like that. I don't remember if they said. But, yeah, so the premise is pretty simple. Melissa McCarthy is just like a nice, average human being who used to work... Oh, she lives in Seattle, used to work for Yahoo, but left the corporate world to do things that fitted her ideals and principles, like work for animal shelters and nonprofits and environmental things and... things like that. And so she's just living her life. And then one morning, a super artificial intelligence contacts her and basically tells her she's been chosen to help him study humanity. And he's going to take, or it is going to spend the next 3 days deciding if it's going to enslave humanity, help humanity, or eradicate humanity.
Yeah.
Based on
her choice. So spoiler for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. The super intelligence takes the voice of one James Gordon because she likes James Gordon.
Yeah.
And yeah, so he's the voice of the super intelligence doing all this Machiavellian plan, crazy plan.
So to be clear, James Gordon is not the super intelligence. This is not meant in any way to defame his intelligence. I'm sure he's a very smart man.
Well, maybe not
super. But the super intelligence is not James Corden. It just sounds like James Corden.
Yes. It sounds like other people in different parts of the movie, too. It sounds like
Octavia Spencer. Yeah.
And I couldn't find the credits for the bad guy when he becomes, like, bad.
Really? Because it sounded familiar.
Yeah,
but
me too, just... but I couldn't.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, we get back to that. But, so, it's funny, but it's, I don't know, it's not hilarious, like, what's the one that she's a spy? I can't remember.
I don't think I saw that one.
I can't remember, but
like, Bridesmaids, I feel like, is a role of hers that's just straight hilarious, and this one's not.
Yeah, this one is more like... I don't know, it's the second HBO Max comedy that I feel like it has a lot of comedic elements, but I don't know if you could call it a full-on comedy.
No.
Because it's more like, I wouldn't call it a drama, but there's like romantic elements and there's life-making decision elements. You know, the other HBO Max comedy with Seth Rogen, that was, it wasn't also hilarious. The Pico, American Pickle.
Yeah, American Pickle.
But yeah. That one was more like, I don't know, I was borderline drama and with a lot of comedic elements. This was less drama, but it was fun.
It was very fun. There were strong elements. Well, yeah, so what happens is this AI, like it picks her and it plays on the whole Internet of Things. You know, like everything in her house is somehow connected to a network, and so like she's got smart speakers and her rice cooker and her coffee maker and everything. So this AI can talk to her and follow her wherever she is. So it gives her $10 million, gets her this amazing penthouse, buys her a Tesla, and then tells her she needs to get back with her ex-boyfriend, Roger. And so it arranges a chance meeting. George, did I say Robert?
You said Roger.
What is that from?
It's George.
It's George. Yeah, it's George. Anyway, there's a dude, and she's out of him.
George, portrayed by the Bob Cannavale. That is weird because he's usually is the tough guy with the Italian accent, but in this, he's kind of like a, I don't want to call him idiot. He's kind of like a nerd, a creative writing professor that likes to travel. He's like, he's not the tough guy that he's in every other movie. And the accent is gone too. He's kind of like I don't know, almost like George McFly. He's like, buying trash bags and smelling the trash bags. And
yeah, like he's a really sweet dork.
Dork, yeah, that would say.
Yeah, because he's a professor. Like he is a writing professor, and he's got this fellowship. He's going to go be a visiting professor at Trinity College in Dublin. And so... for him, he's only got 3 days. He's like, I'm going to Ireland in 3 days. And she's like, oh my gosh, the world is going to end in 3 days. And so that relationship is how the AI is kind of exploring, looking at humanity. In the meantime, the government finds out about this AI and is formulating a plan to try to shut it down. And so she keeps getting grabbed by Secret Service, CIA, FBI type people, one of whom is Melissa McCarthy's husband and the director of the film. And so she's getting torn between these different influences, and she's got to navigate that. And that's where all the emotional drama comes in. But it's really lovely.
Yeah, at the end, it was all planned by the superintelligence. Even the fact that the government find out and it was plotting to... The government's plan is to shut down everything, the power, everything, the planet, the networks, and everything, the planet. And the AI planned that, so once they would shut the power, they could not bring the power back. Mm-hmm. So we'll send back mankind to Middle Ages or something like that. But but Melissa McCarthy proves to the AI that mankind has something worth saving. And, you know, she's willing to die for George.
George.
And, you know, and for, you know, she knows that the AI is going to cause this and everybody's going to die. But she doesn't want, and she doesn't tell him, because he's so excited. He's like a kid on Christmas morning. He's going to go to Ireland. He's going to travel. He's going to do all these fun things. And he's, you know, and she doesn't tell him because even if he dies, he's going to die like super happy. Super excited. So she doesn't tell him. And the AI tells her, there's like, he has 7% chance of living, of surviving. And you have even less. It was like, yeah, but at least he's going to die happy. I'm not going to destroy his last moments. And that changes the AI perspective about mankind. And it backs up. It changes back and gives mankind another chance. And on this hilarious joke, the super intelligence, the AI, pressures the American government to hire Melissa McCarthy to be this czar of good things, you know, to do good things. I thought it was hilarious, like big tech imposing a cabinet position in the US government. But what else?
I don't know if there's anything else.
The movie. Sorry. Sorry. The movie is PG, right?
I think so. It might have
from beginning to end. I think it's PG. Yeah. And which is very interesting because they kept really, really clean. Even there's some make out, but it's like from the other side of the street, and then the blinds close.
Yeah, that was a good comedic moment.
Yeah, and also weird because the director is her husband, so it's okay. Bobby, kiss my wife. Come on, more passion.
Yeah.
So kind of
kiss her more.
Yeah, he directed her in some of the films. I think he directed her on The Boss. What was the other one? I can't remember. But I don't know. Yeah,
sorry.
Movies that we didn't see, but this one is fun. It's on HBO Max. If you wanna chill and watch something funny and a little bit brainy, yeah, you should go watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I recommend it.
I don't know. It made me think this one and the other one. maybe this is the future of comedy, you know? Because of all the PC police and autocorrectness, it's like you can't go to places, funny places, like, you know, Eddie Murphy used to go. Stuff Seinfeld did on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Larry David can, but he's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Until he dies, I don't think he's going to change. He's going to make fun of the changes. And oof. Yeah. But so the one with Seth Hogan, this one, is like, maybe, you know, is that old joke of Amazon comedies, they're not comedies.
Sure, like in at the, what is it, the Emmys?
Emmys in Golden Globes.
Or like the best comedy is actually a drama.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
no, we'll see.
Yeah,
we'll
hopefully see. Not. Hopefully we're going to have comedy for the sake of comedy, you know, with pies in people's faces, people falling erratically and hilariously. Okay. But that's it. Super Intelligence. Mm-hmm. You should go check on HBO Max.
Okay, turning now to Disney Plus, this week's episode of The Mandalorian. Oh, so exciting.
Yes, it was. The episode was called, I don't know if I talked to you, did I talk about this last week or I just told you?
Yeah, so we found out like a couple days ago, there were rumors that the episode
I've been hearing this since last week. I didn't want to speak, I did speak to you.
Yes.
But I was hesitant. I didn't want to spoil.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they've been teasing this forever, so.
So, the name of the episode was The Jedi. Now, I had assumed that we wouldn't see Ahsoka Tano until, like, the very end.
Of the episode?
Of the season. Or the episode. The season. I don't know. I just thought this was, like, a big thing.
No, they expanded.
They want to milk it out, but
they're
no.
They're expanding quick. Bam. And deep.
Oh, spoilers. BT dubs.
Oh, we always still on there, spoiler alert.
Oh, okay, we're still. That's good.
But that was my fear in the beginning of the episode when we saw her with her lightsaber. Which sounds different. It sounds cool, but it sounds.
When she's
holding the lightsaber, when she's not spinning around.
Yeah.
The static light sound is different.
Interesting. It's I didn't pretty notice cool.
It's
that.
Very unique. Yeah, okay. You should check that clip. But I was afraid that they would show her there, and then they would like skip that for the entire episode, and then go back to something else.
Oh.
Which wasn't the case. It was good because
she
was there. She was important, and her participation expands on that part of the universe in ways that. Connect to the old Star Wars canon, the new Rebels shows, and classic character that died with the canon, but it was able to come back to life by the hands of Dave Filoni and the crew of Star Wars Rebels. And
bless now, them.
On The Mandalorian. Filoni that actually wrote and directed this episode.
Oh, of course. That makes so much sense. Okay, so we get Ahsoka Tano with her white lightsabers, which, I mean, that alone, amazing. So Rosario Dawson, I thought her performance was perfect. Casting was a perfect choice. The only thing was her prosthetics were a lot smaller than what we saw in Rebels. But given, like, what she was doing in this episode, I feel like if they had, like, that full-size head thing going, that could have been a bit much. I don't blame them at all for shrinking it. I thought she still looked really good.
Yeah. I had my concerns about her, but after watching the episode, yeah, I think she was good.
Spot on. So that was the first, like, big reveal moment of this week.
Yeah, so the the episode starts with Ahsoka Tano fighting a bad guy, a new bad guy. She gets to the walls of this village, and she fights a bunch of bad guys, and she talks to the main bad guy. It's actually a woman. She's the magistrate of this village. And she tells her, it's like, I want information. And, sorry. I want the information, and I'll give you one day. And, yeah, I'll be back for you.
Mm-hmm.
And she leaves.
In the meantime, Mando and the child arrive on the Razor Crest and go into the village to try to get information, looking for Ahsoka. He meets the magistrate, and she says, there's a Jedi who's causing problems for me. I need you to kill her, and in return, I'll give you this spear made of pure Beskar. Wow, so cool. So he doesn't say that he's gonna kill her. He just says, where can I find her? And so off he goes to find her. And he does! And then we get this really cool thing. Ahsoka just goes right after him with... They do like the classic two heroes meet and fight.
Thing.
Ahsoka goes after him with her lightsabers. The lightsabers do nothing to the Beskar. Is there anything this metal can't do? That was my turnover to you.
Story. So really good metal. Yes, if you're going to make armors and accessories, use Beskar. Brought to you by the Mandalorian Corporation of Beskar. And so, yeah, they clash, as you said, as, you know, heroes usually do in comic books, movies. But then they start talking, which is good, and they talked almost about everything, and she comes to him and comes to Mando and tells him, she reveals the name of Baby Yoda.
Yeah, so she sits with the child. They just like sit and look at each other. Very Jedi, very cool. And
yeah, and they communicate through the Force, mind telepathy, or and he does make some sounds like wah, 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 wah. And she reveals his name, and it's Grogu.
Yeah. Grogu.
So, and they do a little test, a little force training test with him, and he's not able to do it for her, but he does it for Mando. And she said, I can train him. He's too connected to you. His connection could easily take him. She doesn't use the words dark side, but she could take him to the dark side. You know, I've seen that happening before with powerful Jedi, with a kid this young.
Anakin.
Yes.
She was talking about Anakin. Mm-hmm. So basically, Anakin's turned to the dark side, not only like almost demolished the Jedi Order, but it seriously traumatized like everybody who was attached to him. Because Yoda was the same way when he met Luke. He was like, nope.
Yeah.
Did this once, not doing it again.
I learned it. I'm not going to go through this path again.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But Luke was the new hope.
Yeah.
And he was light to the galaxy. That's why the new trilogy is so bad. Because, Anyways.
But that's a conversation for another day. This episode is great, so.
But anyways, so they made a deal. So it's like, hey, I help you find information you want in the village.
Uh-huh.
And you train him. Yeah. And it's like, okay, let's go. So they go and they go to the village. They fight together. It's pretty cool. It's pretty so fun. Cool.
A Mandalorian and the Jedi.
And they finally, Ahsoka meets with the bad girl, with the villainess. And in this Japanese type of garden, a la Kill Bill, they...
Very much so.
They clash in a spear versus sword, a spear versus lightsaber fight. And they fight. Ahsoka loses one lightsaber until she finally put it in reverse. And that's when the fight begins. And she wins. And say, like, and she asked the bad guy, "So tell me, where is your master? Where is Grand Admiral Thrawn?" I'm sorry if you're listening to this and we destroyed your ears.
Oh my gosh. We lost it.
I was overthinking. I was like, it's like, who is this master? She thought it was...
I was thinking, like, is this our Gideon? Tying back to Moff Gideon?
I was like, it's not Gideon. I was thinking, Maul. I was like, but no, Maul is dead. He's dead too many times. It can't be Maul. And I forgot about, of course, Thrawn.
So far from my mind. I was not thinking that at all.
But I wasn't too. But it's like, it was so dead because Filoni is the guy that brought Admiral Thrawn
back
to life. Because he was... when Disney bought Lucasfilm, they decided that the old canon, the old expanded universe was gone. It was no more. It was not connected. It was called Legends. And Filoni said, no, I like this guy. And he brought him to Rebels. And yeah, he brought him. He brought, what's the name of the guy that in the book kills him? Ooh, Roku. No, it's...
No.
I can't remember. But he's a...
That race of people.
Yeah.
He speaks like this.
I mean, assume he speaks like this because I listened to the other books.
And yeah, like, well, he describes it as like these gravelly voices. I don't want to think of Klingon names, but yeah.
Yeah, anyways. So he brought Thrawn in his almighty intelligent power. And
there's a super intelligence for you.
And he was like... arrogant, you know. It's like in the original books he talks about Pete, how could you lose? You had the power of the Death Star. Anyways, he's back into the game.
Yeah.
And if Thrawn is back, Ezra is back too, because they got lost together. Yeah. And so
that's true.
Filoni is bringing his people to the show, which is cool because he created some pretty cool characters. We saw that with Bo-Katan.
He did.
He already did that with Ahsoka Tano. Now with Thrawn. Who else? Did he did someone else? So far was it, right?
Maybe. Nothing's coming to mind.
Yeah. But we could see Satine. We could see Hera.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or even the big guy. He's got Zeb.
Zeb. Yeah. It wasn't that interesting to me.
But yeah,
we could see him.
So yeah, and then...
And maybe Ezra Kanan...
Kanan died.
Yeah, I remember that. Maybe Ezra's going to be the one who can take over and train.
I don't think so, because that's how the episode ends. So after she clashed and freed the village... And they got together, and she says, I still can't train him. I don't think it would work, but you can take him to this planet.
Yes.
Which sounds a lot like an old Jedi temple, like really ancient
this
Jedi
was
temple.
Sad. Yeah, there was an ancient...
Where he's going to sit by this rock, and they're going to show the future, and going to tell... I wonder if it's one of the planets that Ezra went with Ahsoka,
maybe.
You know, past, future, and all that.
Yeah, I'd have to look it up on Wikipedia.
But, and that would be awesome because, you know, but, yeah, maybe they will meet Ezra there, some old Ezra.
Yeah, because he said, like, she said you place him at this point, and if he reaches out to the Force, there's a chance that another Jedi would hear him and sense him and then come. to find him there.
Yeah. So Mandalorian is going to get deep into the Jedi mythos, which Filoni does really well. He did some awesome episodes in Clone Wars, yeah. And Rebels, you know, the sister and the light sister, yeah, and the dark brother. And the Heavenly Father, whatever, what was his name? And, you know, future, past, and things that was never done in Star Wars, and he did it really well.
Yeah.
In a very, very concise way. He didn't try to be grandiose, but he tried to be he done simply, but he done greatly.
Yes.
Yeah, with a big, big impact. At least on our knowledge of the mythology. So that's how the episode ends. So Mando and Grogu is gonna go to that planet next.
Yeah.
And we hope we see Ahsoka again.
I think we will.
Yeah, maybe not for a while. Called the main bad guy.
Yeah.
And
you don't drop something like that and then just like, and nothing happens.
Yeah. And as we saw last season, like all the characters he meet, eventually he might meet again.
Mm-hmm.
For good or for bad, you know. Poor tiny guy, I can't remember his name. He ended up dying next time they met. But there's a connection between Thrawn and Gideon, because those dark droids, dark trooper droids, we see on the last episode, I think we saw those with Thrawn on Rebels.
Oh.
Yeah, so, yeah. That's it.
I'm gonna have to rewatch some stuff.
Yeah.
But,
That's it. Watch The Mandalorian. First two seasons. First season is full there, and mm-hmm. second season has 5 episodes.
Okay.
Some pieces of news.
Hey, do you have a PS5 yet?
No.
Oh.
Black Friday was a bust. It was
a Black Friday indeed.
Yeah, that we couldn't. Yeah. Walmart said, oh, we're going to have some Wednesday. In 1 minute, they were all gone. So people claim the bots are buying it. There was some news in the UK that a group bought, I want to say, 3,500 using bots to scalp, to resell
mm-hmm.
for profit.
Yeah.
And yeah, nobody else had it.
But good news.
GameStop had some. Yeah, they had 2 each store, so people that bought it had to sleep, literally for days. Some people 2 days, some people 3 days, and no PlayStation. But Sony said that there will be more before the end of the year. Let's see how many more. Maybe 4, maybe 5.
That would be a nice Christmas present.
It would, but yeah.
Okay. We've got some news about The Flash.
Oh, yeah. The Flash movie. David Muschietti, I think that's another director.
Sounds right.
There are some rumors that Lena Carter would be involved now. Us. Wonder Woman.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know what it's going to do with the multiverse?
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Oh, that's a nice way to bring that in.
Uh-huh.
They've already done that with the other Flashes on CW.
No, Wonder Woman.
No, not Wonder Woman, but the other Flashes.
Yes.
Like the actors from the old show.
Yes.
Coming, being, mm-hmm. yeah.
And even Ezra Miller showed up.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Keaton's Batman, Lena Carter's Wonder Woman.
Cool.
Yeah, maybe, I don't know, we're going to see glimpses of Christopher Reeve's Superman, you know, maybe more.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Characters. I don't know, I can't think of... Oh, there's maybe others from, like, the Tim Burton Batman films, like a Robin or a villain or something.
Burton was gone when they had the Robin. It was Schumacher.
Never mind.
Yeah, Schumacher.
But that era.
Bob Humor, George Clooney.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, yeah, well, yeah, who knows?
We shall see. In the meantime, Utopia, which we just recently watched on Amazon Prime, was not renewed.
Yeah. We're not gonna see what happens to Sarah Jessica Hyde.
Jessica Hyde, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh well. I'm curious. It was really dark though.
Yeah. But it ended on a big cliffhanger.
It did.
We meet her father or his back. The Wilson becomes turns to the dark side.
I don't know. And I guess we'll never know.
I guess not, because if it's an Amazon show, I doubt that other network
would pick. Other streamers would pick it up.
Yeah.
It would make sense on maybe. HBO. Yeah. It fits right in with Watchmen and others, but... All right. So that show didn't do so well, but Queen's Gambit on Netflix is doing really well.
Yeah. It's the most watched scripted show to date. Top 10 in 92, it's made the top 10 list in 92 countries.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, people are really eating it.
Yes. And it's driving up interest in chess. Yeah. Like, a lot.
Uh-huh. It's increasing the number of chess boards, chess books, chess products. People are buying it.
Google searches.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
It looks good. You still have to get to it.
Yeah.
We were watching The Crown. Mm-hmm. And it looks good. As the other seasons, they cast it well. And, you know, we don't know how much is true and how much is... But...
Yeah, especially since this season of The Crown deals with a lot more with, like, their very private personal lives.
Yeah.
Like, the last season, there were major events that you could, like, you could look up and... But and check, but this one...
Yeah, but in the, it deals with a lot of the stuff that people that were alive during the time probably could follow through the tabloids, you know? Oh, there's Charles and Diana and the princess and the prince and the wedding of the century, yada, yada, yada. Yeah. Oh, but there's Camilla, this lady. And I thought Camilla would come in the game like later, but no, she's right there since the beginning. She never went away. She was always into her, which that part I don't know if it'll be true or not. Or
I think it is from everything.
Because then makes Charles such a. It's like, really? Come on.
Yeah. Well, that's like the tragedy of it, that like he couldn't marry Camilla because he's the Prince of Wales. He's going to be the king, so his wife is going to be the queen. And he doesn't get to make a personal choice.
Well, but didn't Diana die and he married her anyways?
Yeah. Decades later when the royal family, like, kind of is, like, relaxed and he didn't really have much of a choice. I mean, William didn't marry nobility. Harry certainly didn't. Anyway.
Yeah. That's life lesson. Don't get kings. To you people.
Yeah, monarchy screw up families.
Yeah.
Big time.
Okay, what else?
But they make amazing TV shows.
Sure. Especially if the queen is Daenerys Targaryen. Mother of dragons. Broken of chains.
Aunt of her boyfriend.
Burner of people.
Yes. our condolences.
Barbecuer of red. What's it called? The place called? Winterfell? No.
The Red Keep?
No. The city.
King's Landing. Yeah. And again, our condolences to everyone who named their child Daenerys. Or Khaleesi or everything else. Danny. Wow.
Okay.
Cool. Okay, we also just saw the trailer for Chaos Walking. This is a new-ish movie with Daisy Ridley and Tom Holland.
Yes, a new Duke Liman. Sci-fi, and he does good sci-fis. He did the first Bourne. That's not the name of the movie. The movie is Bourne Identity, but he did the first Bourne. I think he did more, but yeah. And he did Jumper, which is a very interesting sci-fi where poof, the character jumps into space, teleports, just like Nightcrawler, a little bit more
interesting.
Yeah. And in this one, it's a planet where man's thoughts become...
Like, you can see them and hear them.
Yeah.
they call it the noise, and so they have this like colorful sort of hazy light show thing going on around their heads, mm-hmm. and you can hear their thoughts, but it's only men. So Daisy Ridley crash lands there,
and she's the only woman.
Yeah, because so all women are dead.
There's the little men like hunting her. They are like really horny.
Yeah, but like that's not why they're hunting her. They're hunting her. Everybody wants to kill her.
Yeah, they are afraid of her.
Yeah, yeah, it's. It looks interesting.
It does. And again, very as dystopian. I said, Duke Liman, I liked his previous works. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah, we'll see. I look forward to watching it. I feel like I heard they started Mads shooting Mikkelsen like... Mads
Mikkelsen is just like this, yes, that's the, his villain, name. The villain wearing this like pimp kind of coat.
I wouldn't say pimp so much as he's frontiers-y.
Wearing, he's a wearing a coat. Hat and a... He looks just like Kramer Pimp on Seinfeld.
Sure, if he's in the middle of the city. But because he's all, like, scarred and in the woods, there's kind of a Western aesthetic going on. It's not Pimp, it's Frontier.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure after the Aldi woman died, you stole that from a dead woman.
You think so? Okay. I guess we'll find out. I heard that they shot this film like 3 years ago or something.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Like that's why I said it's new-ish. Like, huh. It's been a while.
Okay.
And it's been in the works for a while. But
well, so it means the movie is already.
Yeah, I guess.
So we, yeah. As soon as the situation improves and theaters reopen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Anything else?
No, I think that's it. We'll see you next week. We're probably going to watch some... Start watching some holiday Christmas movies, including the classic Star Wars Holiday Special and a new one. Yay. So, and among other Christmas movies, there's a lot of Christmas movies out there.
Yeah, Netflix has put out a bunch. Yeah. This is a fun new tradition. I think the Netflix Christmas specials.
Oh, yeah, it's like Netflix is,
they've done some good ones.
Is going to, what's a Lifetime? Yeah, going to the Hallmark. Lifetime. Hallmark.
Yeah, but they've also done some good ones. Like, Klaus got Oscar nominations.
Oh, yes,
you know.
Yes. But they also had like Switch, what they call it, the Princess Switch.
Yes.
The Christmas Princess. And stuff like that. Yeah.
Vanessa Hudgens, that's her name.
Yeah. The girl from the musical Heist.
High School Musical. And this year there's a Dolly Parton Christmas special, which looks so bad, but so good. I can't wait to watch it.
Yeah.
By myself with
dessert. That's it. So, see you next week. Thank you for your company, and happy Thanksgiving, and happy week. We see you next week.
Okay.
May the force be with you.
Live long and prosper.
Bye.
Bye.